All right, I got a real special guest today, one of the coolest motherfuckers that I know, one of the most authentic motherfuckers that I know, DJ, party extraordinaire. He's been a real key factor in a lot of big events out here, so everybody give it up for DJ AR.
Podcast.
Baby. We live, baby.
We live.
DJ AR in the building. What's up, man?
What's popping, E?
Pupusa Poppy.
Pupusa Poppy.
Yeah, that's
I'm about to change my ad name.
Bro, what's up?
Chilling, man.
Yeah, those pupusas? Fire.
Man, I honestly, we go through so much pupusas, guys, that I kind of don't like them anymore.
Really?
I'm
you burnt
honest.
Out?
I'm burnt out.
Damn.
Out of
that
one
sucks.
Day.
That sucks. I'll probably get like that too because I need to place another order for sure.
I feel you, man.
Yeah. So how'd that start, man? That shit's crazy because like pupusas, I don't know, like might be kind of hard to come by. Some good ones, quality ones.
Yeah. We came up with it, one, the quality. You know, we're us, you know, we don't like cooking all the time. You know, not everyone likes to cook all the time.
Right.
So we go out and it's like, bro, like they skimped us on like masa, they skimped us on the meat or the cheese. And I'm just like, or it's hella greasy. And I'm like, come on, like these were frozen or this and that, and
yeah.
We were never satisfied. So that's where it started from, is just quality control, to be honest.
And your mom makes them?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
man.
Mom, actually, okay, so my mom and girl. And,
okay, okay.
And my girl's Jewish. So,
what?
Yeah, so, like, my mom makes fun of her, like,
yeah.
the whole time, like,
yeah.
saying, who is this little white girl, like,
yeah.
making
yeah.
bomb-ass pupusas?
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. You gotta yeah. teach them. You gotta
of course.
Teach them.
Of course, man.
That's what's up, bro. So where do you see that going? Like, you going to keep it going or?
Yeah. As of right now, it's my mom's venture. So yeah. we're doing everything we can since, you know what I mean? The world's at a different place and, you know.
You got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a lot of people are blessed with unemployment and things like that. So we got to make our own, you know, opportunities.
No, for sure.
So we're trying it out for one quarter. And after that, you know, we already have our LLC. We just got to wait.
Oh, it's official.
Yeah, it's official.
Oh, okay.
So if we want to go full send with
What's it called?
Las Pupusas Loca.
Las Pupusas Loca.
Yeah. So what that means in Spanish is like, it's a statement. It's it's the pupusas crazy. Like, it's like, is Las Pupusas Loca?
Okay,
like, we
got to
go. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's sick, bro. That's dope. Yeah, because unemployment, they're about to cut that shit.
Yeah.
They're about to cut that shit. And I'm not going back to work. And so I might.
We making work.
Damn. You over here trapping pupusas, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Delivery and everything. That's what's up, man. Well, I wish you the best of luck in that. What else you got going on?
Thank you, man. As of right now, man, we're doing a lot of artist management and a lot of like back end marketing works with a lot of companies. And
so in the world today, in the climate, how you maneuvering, how you navigating?
Man, it was a hard shift because I don't know if you knew this. I was sick for like 2 months. I was sick a month and a half.
Really?
Yeah, in the middle of April.
We talked in the middle of April.
Yeah, I know, but I was good. I promise you.
Sick with Corona?
Yeah.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, man.
God damn.
It was.
Okay, I got you.
I gave you warning.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was bad. I'm gonna be honest with you.
So what
bad.
Was that experience like? You were in the hospital?
At one point, yes, but I was right in the borderline where it was like, look, we're kind of full.
Damn.
So they were like, we'll give you a choice. You want to stay? You want to go? And my grandma was already admitted for about 37 days or 35 days at the time. So
she had it too?
Yeah, that's how I got it.
Oh, no.
Because I was taking care of her thinking it was just, you know, something regular. And they gave me a choice and they called the CDC and like they had to get me approved to leave the hospital. And because I denied it, I was like, I'm not staying in there and just putting a tube down my throat just to.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So you didn't. So you pretty much got healed yourself at home.
Yeah, we did a lot of teas, a lot of like vitamins. Don't lay on your back, just things like that, and mucinous. What is it? Mucinex. There you
Mucinex,
go. Mucinex was the one that literally helped me.
Damn, were you scared?
Oh, bro. At first, I was like, it's all right. I'm just sleeping it off.
Yeah.
And then about the seventh day.
Oh, was that long,
dude? Oh, the seventh day is when it started. Like,
oh, really?
Bad.
Damn.
Like 7 days into being sick.
Yeah.
It was. My breathing just got really tough, and that's what worried me. I'm gonna be honest, because once you grasping for air, it's like, who's gonna help me?
Right. Damn, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. So your grandma pulled through, and Oh my God, I'm sorry, bro.
It's all good.
I'm sorry, bro.
It's all good. It didn't work out. It was she was in there for 43 days and she actually passed away on
Cinco de Mayo. Damn it.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. It happens, you know, it's a circle of life. It sucks that it had to be this way. You know what I mean? But
bro, I'm so sorry, bro.
It's okay. Jeez. I'm sorry I had to break the news to you this way. I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. I think now you're talking about it. I think you did mention it on social media, and I just didn't remember. I
never went into detail. I just brushed it over. I was like, you know, this is real, guys. Yeah. you know, I experienced it myself, and my family member didn't make it through.
Jeez,
and in by experience and medical records that we have and everything, it was genuinely the ventilator. It wasn't anything other than that. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other conspiracy topic for later, but it's the information of her being sick and the things they did to her wasn't matching correctly. So
really?
It wasn't.
So you think it made it worse? The her treatment made it worse?
Yeah, I genuinely believe if she stuck it through like I did at home, we would have been straight.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the ventilator. Come on, you're not getting rid of germs. You're just keeping them in.
Right.
You know, you can't cough. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Things like that.
God damn it, man. Yeah, people don't think it can happen to them until it does, you know?
Yeah.
Or until it has a direct effect. And I think that's a big problem with a lot of young people, you know, living in the world. They don't think it can happen to them. They don't think it's possible or, you know, it hasn't happened to somebody that they immediately know. But I know three or four people right now that have it.
Yeah, right now, I feel like it became weaker strain. Does that make sense? Like,
okay.
Like, I feel like it's been passed around so much. Like, it's just.
Well,
like,
I read something that they said it's like mutating or it's getting ready to mutate or some shit. Dr. Fauci or somebody said that, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
You'll have to get her next.
How do you think this is all being handled by the state?
By the state?
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Think about it. They just
shut
down bars. Like, I get it. You know, socializing is definitely 100% around alcohol.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. What about the people who are, you know, traveling to go into our casinos?
If you're going
to
shut down, then shut it down.
Do it right.
Yeah.
Not because you want to build the freeways.
Yeah, dude. It's very contradicting and it's so, like, stupid and icky and fucking. Yeah. We're not going to get rid of it. You know, just learn to live with it.
Exactly. Like, I forgot what country it is. I think it's in Europe. I don't know if it's like Australia or something like that. Or like, I don't know, that they never shut down. They just switched from indoor activities to outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they just built their immune system as a whole country. And they've had the lowest counts of deaths, lowest counts of everything. And it's because they put their bodies in front of it versus.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the that stat that came out? Like all the other countries, their new cases.
Oh.
They're like 40 in a whole country, 40, 50, 30 and all this. And then America has like 5,000 new cases.
Why is that?
Because we're dumb. We're idiots. We're fucking, you know, Donald Trump's in office. He's a fucking imbecile.
Retweet.
You know, he's a fucking dickhead, bro.
No, I feel
he's
it, man.
He's a fucking idiot.
But I actually had this whole conversation. I was smoking with my homie and I was like, yo, man.
You smoke? You don't smoke.
I don't smoke. Come on, man. We don't promote smoking. But we were chilling, and I was like, bro, what if this is Make America Great Again? I was like, bro, what if this is the economy fix that he was trying to tell us? God. As much as it fucked everything up, he let businesses stay alive because of the stimulus, because of, you know, the unemployment, because of this. Not saying that's, you know, that's things he should be doing, you know what I mean? Because we'd be probably rioting right now if nothing was going on.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of businesses that were saved, you know what I mean? Like, a couple of ones that I know myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this like a plan of like saying, this is why Donald Trump was great? And I'm like, no.
God, dude. In his mind, it probably is, though.
Yeah, the greatest.
He's a fucking idiot. And now we have to pick between him and Biden.
And Kanye.
It's a simulation, bro. It's a simulation. The aliens are up there with their popcorn just fucking...
Yes.
You know,
all
just
right.
Enjoying
I
the
got
show.
A question for you.
What's up?
Kanye wins the election.
Uh-huh.
What is the new national anthem?
The new national anthem is, okay, hold up. Let me think about this. La, da, da, da.
Until I get my money.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
I was thinking Father Stretch My Hand, but that one's great, too.
Okay. Hell yeah. Oh, it probably will be some churchy shit, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they say he's going through a bipolar episode.
Oh, love Kanye.
Yeah, I love Kanye to death. I don't love political Kanye.
Oh no, me either.
But you know, you have to separate the two.
Of course. For sure.
I talked about that with Smurf the other day too. He was on here and I was talking about how I have to learn to separate the people from the artist, you know, because there's a lot of whack artists, but they're cool people. You know, you don't have to like put them in a box just because they're a whack artist. They're cool people. As a DJ and you're dealing with a whole bunch of artists, I'm sure you have to deal with that all the time.
I actually, off bat, when you were saying that, it's like, bro, I love Vince Staples. I just can't get into his music.
Yeah, it's
it's different.
No, it's different. It's different. Yeah. I can appreciate it though.
Yeah,
I can appreciate it, but I feel that. I feel that 100%. But dealing with people that you know personally.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, man, personality is the best. But it's like sometimes music, and I give my criticism. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I give it all the time, and sometimes people don't take it as correctly. And I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to make you a better person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, artists are real sensitive.
Yeah,
you know?
I am too.
Yeah. No, 100%. So what else you been up to? So the MacPac artist. So what is this? What's going on with this?
So this is a management company for electronic artists, mostly. Okay. We do have, I guess, like an R&B artist as well. Mm-hmm. But our main focus is electronic artists. And right now we manage artists like Nazar, Pixel Terror, Sebastian Knight, Type 3.
I've heard of Nazar.
Yeah, and he's... I want to say Nazar and Pixel Terror, they're more on the BC class. Okay. You know what I mean? They're
I don't know what
up.
The fuck that means. I'm not familiar with the EDM world. So.
Yeah, so in the scale of like A-listers, that's like your Kanye's, your Travis Scott's.
Okay.
You know what I mean? BC is kind of like, Playboi Carti's kind of like in between A and B, but man, I can tell you like Schoolboy Q, you know what I mean? Okay. Like where they're not selling out, but they'll sell hella tickets. Right, though, you know what I mean? Right. And they're making
they're good on a festival lineup.
You know, they make a difference on the lineup and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's where we're putting them at. And we started this about a year ago. And
who are you working with?
My boy Marcel.
Oh, Revelation.
Yes.
Shout out Marcel.
Shout out Marcel and Chris and everybody over there.
That's what's up. So this is a product of Revelation, MacPac.
It's a no, but without Revelation, we wouldn't brought the ideas together, basically.
Okay. Well, why MacPac?
Why not? The Rat Pack, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. The MacPac.
The MacPac is back. You know what I mean?
I got you. We never left. That's sick.
Yeah.
So we could probably expect a MacPac festival or something in the future.
I don't see it going that way.
Oh,
it's not a brand.
Okay.
It's legitimately exclusive management and, you know, just taking care of what needs to be taken care of.
Right.
And, number one question that people ask me, it's like, why are you managing artists? Like, when you're a DJ.
DJs make the best managers, bro.
And
come on.
Every time, literally, like, me and Nazar talk about it all the time. He goes, bro, he tells me, he's like, I love that you came from music. Because when it comes to, like, time coding our VJ sets, like, the visuals on the festival, I know, like, how to impact, you know what I mean? Like, build-ups, tension. And,
you're working, like, from the inside out, you know? So you understand the difference. It's like Brandon, too, is DJing, and he got into artist management.
Actually, that's actually one of the main reasons, too, I got into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he would share his, like, mentality with me and just his opinions about certain things. And I'm like, yo, you're right. Like, I can see that angle. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely enjoy back-end work, bro, more than a little bit of being in front because it's a different lane and it's not built for everyone. But you know, someone has to do, you know, a certain position. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone can be just a DJ or the venue owner or this and that. You know what I mean?
You don't have to be. You know, there's especially in the music game, it's very kind of fluid and a lot of people wear multiple hats. You know, and it's almost like the more hats you wear, it's like the more valuable you are in a lot of ways, you know, especially if you're DJing and your art, you're going to management, you know, your artists are much more likely to trust you. You understand music, you understand the core, you know, why everybody's there in the first place is because of music, you know.
Of course, man.
That's sick, bro. Congratulations
Thank you.
So how far along is that?
Oh man, we are in deep right now.
Oh really?
We are in deep. Yeah,
contracts,
full development. Which that's one of our main things right now. Since the world is shut down, I'm focusing on pure artist development. Mm-hmm. Man, our greatest accomplishment right now is, you know, Nazar and Pixel Terror, you know. Pixel Terror is a brand new contract, but, you know, Nazar is out here, man, and he's killing it, man, in his little lane. And it's getting bigger than we thought it was. And this is all he's ever wanted. And to us, it's like, man, we're just being homies and kicking it and really taking care of business versus making it, I guess, more like... than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're just going straight for the punch every single time and risking it all, basically, the Vegas way.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. So what are you telling them to do right now? What advice are you giving them considering the climate? You can't do live shows.
Hey, man, artist development is branding.
Spend time in the studio.
Yo, take care of your music. Take care of your creativity. Whatever you need, take walks. Get your mind at peace. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever we were looking for when everything was like chaotic in the industry, as in like we're touring, we're doing this and that, and you were wishing to get a couple days off. Mm-hmm. You know, even vice versa. My artists tell me like, yo, man, take 3 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do 3 days back to back work, and after that, have time for yourself so you can find different things about yourself. You know what I mean? And this is like a different time. You know, I know we're in like, what, 4 or 5 months already, something like that in quarantine.
Yep.
It's a little long. Mm-hmm. And it's basically balancing out every piece of work you got, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just saturate yourself with work. Have a balance out and really like enjoy life and smell the flowers.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Are you pushing them to stay active on social media and keep dropping new mixes, or like what is the...
Our main thing right now is music. Mm-hmm. So our goal since the beginning, before quarantine, has been release a track once a month, minimum. You know, anything over that, people are going to love us for it. You know, remixes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we do Nazar
only
mostly.
Only one track?
One track, bro, but there's a big rollout behind it, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because
we want replay value. We don't want just to get you tuned in for one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're mostly made for sets. Mm-hmm. So with all the live streaming going on, there's a lot of more artist support out there, too. Mm-hmm. So I can see why you're saying only one song, but one song is what I mean is distroed. You know what I mean? Distribute.
Okay.
So
with the full rollout and everything.
Yeah, with the full plan and everything. That's the bare minimum under like what we believe should be right. Because once you go MIA, it's like, all right, I'm gonna go find someone else to listen to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you gotta stay consistent.
Exactly.
So to somebody who's coming up, what does a full rollout mean to you?
A full rollout to me, man, is timing is everything. So you ever wonder why you're like, man, this ad just keeps popping up, man. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing Tyler, the Creator's new album out, and like, I keep seeing this artist. And it's like, you have to put it in people's faces, you know? You have to get your social media marketing right. You have to get your playlisting right. You have to get your billboards right. You have to get your, you know, your PR right, your blogs, your everything. And it's just putting your ducks in line and really shooting at them, you know?
Yeah, I see that. You see that a lot with up and coming artists. You know, you just dropping music, put
no
marketing strategy behind it.
I promise you, $20 behind your Instagram post will take you a long way.
Consistently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Find out who does. This is one key. Find out who does SoundCloud reposts. That's it. Just find that out.
Artists do that all the time.
Exactly. Go on their bios. You'll find an email.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
And if you got money, like, people will be willing to talk to you.
If you're trying to blow a stimmy, blow it the right way.
Yeah. A what? What?
A stimmy.
What the fuck is a stimmy?
Stimulus
check. Damn, 2020 lingo. Fuck, you lost me right there. You lost me, bro.
It's a stimmy.
Come on, man. Oh, man, that's dope, bro. Yeah. So who's been on your radio recently? Who you been listening to?
Ooh. Man. That's crazy. I love old types of music right now.
I know it's a hard question.
It's a hard question, but I'm gonna go with house music. And one of the main people I've actually been listening to is
outside of your camp.
Oh, of course. I was literally
okay.
Damn, I don't even know this cat's name. I know it's like Robbie Rivera or something like that. Okay. I'm about to check real quick. It's Robbie. I believe he has one of the best like house like albums right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll confirm his name right now. Robbie Rivera. I was right. Robbie Rivera. And the project is Changes.
Sounds like an actor.
Oh.
Robbie Rivera.
Man, if you ever been to Encore Beach Club when it's El Row, oh, man, that is when they deck out the whole nightclub. And they make it feel like you're in Spain, bro, and you're just like in Ibiza. Like, oh, it is magical. And this is what this album reminded me of. It's just straight tech house. I don't know if you're familiar with tech house, but...
I'm not, man. That's not a world I've navigated thus far, but I'm interested. You know, I've been to a Revelation event, and I guess I just haven't really given it a full personal chance.
Our shows versus what I'm talking about right now, it's different, man. Mm-hmm. We have high energy, like real high energy, you know, parties and festivals and stuff like that. This is more like I want to say the 30 demographic, like the 30-year-olds, the 27-year-olds, the bottle service. Okay. You're just there in the dark with lasers and lights and haze and just vibing out with your homies or your girl, whoever you with, you know?
More and my style.
Yeah.
Yeah, more my age.
Trust me, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a different culture in itself.
I'm going to check them out because you personally told me about them, because that's how I intentionally like to receive music or listen to new music or get put on a new
suggestive
shit is word of mouth. If nobody tells me about it, then
it's not popping.
Yeah, it's not popping. You know, you can do all the internet marketing and all that shit, and you should do that, but of course, if you're not word of mouth, you know, if you don't have in people's ears or in people's opinions, whether they like you or hate you, you know, then that's where the real value is.
Yeah.
You know?
On top of that statement, actually last night, so my whole neighborhood, bro, is out of, like an outage on the internet, right?
Oh no.
So no COD.
Good.
No, you know,
sabbatical.
Yeah. You know what I mean? None of that good stuff that I'm used to doing every single day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On internet. Mm-hmm. And I actually haven't even submitted my graphics saying we're closed tomorrow because of the internet. But but like honestly, it like made me think, like, what happens if the world shut down right now, no internet? What am I doing to maximize every single person on my team or even my businesses? And I'm like, back to word of mouth, back to fucking guerrilla marketing, and I'm glad I can cuss.
You gotta pound a pavement.
Exactly, man. And we gotta do this the old way, man. Yeah.
You're around for that, those times.
Bro, I'm so blessed. I was born in the era of transitioning from street to internet.
Isn't it a different world, bro?
Yes.
People are a lot lazier now.
Oh, it's so lazy. Yeah. And they're still like, bro, everything's in front of you. All you have to do is just like research it, like, and people are still lazy. I don't get it.
I know, dude. It's because it's too easily accessed. You know, I don't know. It's weird, but I feel you. Like, I think the big thing is just people are so distracted. You know,
yes,
just scrolling I think the internet internet shut down for a few days would be great for a few days.
Oh man. People would talk to you,
bro.
People would feel so empty. They will talk to you at a line at the store. How people used to be.
I know, because people. Yeah, it's like people. I think a lot of our identities is damn near attached to social media and who we project we are on social media. And it's like a different person in a sense on social media than who you really are.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like who you want to be in a lot of ways, you know?
Of course.
And I noticed that too, and I fell into that, you know? Like getting photographers to take pictures of me and all this weird shit, and it was just like, I'm like, bro, why? I just got to keep it raw, man, you know? And it's,
bro, yes. That was another key. When you were like, yo, what would you tell an artist right now? Mm-hmm. Is, bro, be organic. Fuck being a copycat. Like, bro, just be yourself. Even if you're influenced by other people, I'd rather you be influenced, not be a direct copy of somebody.
Bro, it's cut and paste. There's so many artists that are cut and paste, bro. It's like, and you can see it off the rip. And I see it all the time. It's especially up and coming artists because they're trying to they have a, I don't know if it's an identity crisis, but they're just trying to find themselves as an artist, you know? But they, you know, it's like, wow, same flow, you know, same style, same image,
Break the glass, bro, man. Get in there.
Those are the people that succeed. It's obvious. You know, you don't want to be a little Yachty, you know?
Yeah, but
a mini Yachty. That's not cool.
Yeah, at the end of the day, though, it's like, when you hear like, yo, my goal is to be a rapper, my goal is to be a producer, it's your goal is to get a paycheck from Warner Brothers, from Columbia, Sony, whoever the hell you want.
Yeah.
And like, that's the people you're trying to attract is the cut and paste. You know what I mean? And it sucks. You know what I mean? It's like, I wish, like, I'm very glad labels aren't ruling like the whole like game right now, because there's a lot of independent artists out there who are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Even with partnerships, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the future for sure.
Of course, and I need it to be. You know, that's why people like Russ are like, I hate when they call him corny, because it's like, bro, he did it like more right than a lot of these artists who are getting fucked over, talking about they're taking 70-80% of your royalties just
to
keep.
How is he corny?
Exactly. He's kicking home 100%.
Bro.
Depends on the album, dude.
But the biggest thing about that is that he can drop music whenever he wants, and he can work with whoever he wants.
Yes.
You hear those stories all the time about artists getting blocked from working with people. Like, what are you even... This is music. And who is the asshole saying you can't work with somebody?
Okay.
You know, isn't that crazy?
Bro, this
pisses
me off.
That should be a crime, bro.
Bro, it was a crime when Uzi was getting fucked by drama, bro. When Drama wasn't letting Uzi drop music, I was so mad.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, bro. There's a whole thing about, like, where's Uzi? Uzi this, Uzi that, Uzi, why can't you drop music? And it's just like...
Drama? DJ
Drama manages him.
So,
or managed.
That's
the whole reason he didn't drop music until, like, earlier this year, I think.
Hold up. There's got to be more to the story.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he letting him drop music?
I think it was like he tried to create tension. I genuinely believe DJ Drama was like, I'm going to create tension with this guy. Mm-hmm. Or there could have been some back end political shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not fully into the story where I can give you facts right now.
Yeah.
But when I was like, bro, I'm tired of playing, like, you know what I mean? Like the same Uzi song. I was like, I need some new bangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know, we're DJing downtown or the club or whatever, you know, festivals. And it's like, I'm tired of playing like EXO Tour Life or, you know, shit like that. I'm still a DJ.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm always looking for new music. And especially when it comes from like people like Uzi or Travis, it's like, I want it. Like, come on. Yeah, like you're the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was, seems so strange. Cause that's somebody from, that's DJ Drama. I would expect something like that from the higher up executive white dude that doesn't understand what the fuck's going on. I would expect that from him, but DJ Drama?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like I said, it could also be political. It could also be like, yo, DJ Drama is the face of the management, or, you know.
Or maybe DJ Drama was looking out for Uzi, and Uzi made some bullshit, made some straight boo-boo, and DJ Drama was.
But it's Uzi.
Yeah, at the same time, like, people are gonna like him probably no matter what. He'll have his fans.
Exactly. That's the cool part about Uzi. You know what I mean? Well, solidified artist, not just specifically Uzi.
Yeah.
You know, when you have your fan base, you know, like when you said word of mouth and all this, when people are like craving to see you, you know, you have that army. You have that army of followers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but even so, nobody should ever be in a position where they can literally stop you from releasing, doing what you want to do, even if it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to learn some way.
But it's just more so about, you need to be in power. But, you know, if you're not, if you have a bunch of yes men around you, you know, that brings up other problems, and you can self-sabotage that way because you don't have any real guidance. So I don't know, man. I would like to know more about that story.
Maybe you know. Research.
So now you're a manager though too.
Yeah. If I was
Are you gonna block people?
No.
Hey,
well, look, you said I can't look, bro. I'm not a yes man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it makes sense, it makes sense. Yeah, if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, straight up. Like,
so what are you gonna do in that situation though? If you're like, nah, it's not the right time, or we're not ready, or and they're like, no, I don't care what you say, I'm putting this shit out. What are you gonna do?
I've never thought I'd say this right now, but I'm working for that artist, bro.
No, you are.
I'm working for the vision.
Oh, 100%.
And if my word isn't the full word, we have a team meeting and we have a team vote. Everyone around us is going to put their actual opinion and true, like, feelings behind it.
There you go.
And really, like, say what's the best route.
Because
it's not just my vision.
Yeah.
You feel me? I can't be selfish.
Your conversation away.
Yeah.
You know, that's real important. When you're working with other people in the creative space, it's not just numbers. It's not just cut and dry. You know, it can get complicated. Your relationship with your artist means everything.
Of course, man.
Your trust.
That's my whole family, bro.
Yeah.
Those are all my best friends. Those are all my homies. Like,
I learned my lesson with that, bro.
Oh, man.
I learned my lesson.
It's all good.
The management thing. So how do you like it so far? Do you feel like you're contributing? Do you feel like you're valuable?
I'm like, once again, I'm very glad I came from music. I'm very actually grateful for it because, like you said earlier, I understand the music. I understand the vision of why a listener listens, why this and that. So I think I genuinely, like, at the same time as I'm managing, I'm being an A&R, you know, just adding an extra letter to my name.
There you go.
A&R. Yeah. Same. Actually, I've been called that a few times already. Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, and that's my main thing is I'm looking for something new because I'm tired of, you know,
what's A&R anyway?
An
A&R. Artist and repertoire.
Yeah. Right. So basically, like, I'm looking for new styles, man. I'm going to be signing tracks or even shopping tracks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things like that. Those are just for people in my camp, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not trying to hint nothing.
Are you working with Brandon?
Huh? We work like brainstorming and stuff like that. But when it comes to pen and paper, we do not. We haven't yet. It's only
a matter of time.
Of course, yeah, man. That's big gang.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time, bro.
Yeah, that's big, bro, for sure.
When you two sign a deal together,
It'd be amazing.
Coming up from...
it's actually, I have a feeling it's going to be very soon. I don't know why. There's nothing in the works, but, like, I genuinely have, you know, I feel like every time me and Sel learn something new, Bonks ends up showing up. I'm going to be honest. He ends up showing up.
He's that dude, man.
Bro, he just feels the vibes and
he pulls up. Bro.
He knows where to be at the right time, and that's why I fuck with him.
That's his... He's such an interesting guy, man. And because I've known him, I went to high school with him.
Yeah.
I've known him for so long. And he's been a big part of my the things I've been able to be a part of, too. And he's got spidey senses, bro.
Facts.
He's got spidey senses, man. So, like I was about to say, that would be so dope when you guys get to sign your first deal and you guys work together on something and it's like big time successful.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy because of where you guys, how you guys came up, the journey, you know.
Yo, we were DJs at parties, bro. Shout out Jam Nation. We were literally like the same
Jam Nation,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he came from b-boying, you know what I mean? He was a b-boy and then he was a b-boy DJ and after that he fell in love with this like okay, I call it sad boy music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He fell in love with this like niche of music and
he
I don't know.
Yeah.
He just knows him, bro. Like,
and then it blew up.
It blew the fuck up.
Yeah. I know, dog. That's crazy, Jam Nation, man. So what the fuck happened?
I don't know, G.
You don't know?
I honestly do not know. I ask the same questions.
I gotta get Zach in here, man.
Yo,
I gotta get him in here. I just want to talk to him about because it was Jam Nation had so much momentum.
So much.
I mean, you did rule the underground of Las Vegas for a while, for a couple years,
bro. Me and Richie, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest, bro. We went at it, but it's because. Bro, I didn't have a 9-to-5. I still don't have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't right now. But
yeah.
like in general, like I dropped out of high school with a vision. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not letting someone dictate what I should be thinking about. That was my main concern in high school. It was like, why do you want me to go to college? Like, I have YouTube.
Like YouTube University, bro.
Exactly, man. Like, I wish I could get a certificate by watching a YouTube course, which if you guys do that, I need my 10%. And like...
Oh, that's coming, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I genuinely, like, believe it, but I just, the way we ruled it, bro, like, straight up, is it's just we loved it. It wasn't anything else. Like,
we
got paid for this? Yo, that's fucking dope, man. Let's go eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now I have a different mentality for it. If I knew the shit that I know now versus then, like.
What do you think was missing?
Accounting. Straight up accounting, saving money, bro. Think about it. I started out with 16.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, seeing a couple racks was like, yo, I'm gonna go blow it.
Oh yeah, you got
straight up.
Yeah.
Until I was 21, literally. That's when my grandma was like, look, you need an accountant, and I was like, say less. And then she was my accountant for a couple, you know, for 2 years, and I got my shit straight, and you know, and that's why you haven't really seen me DJ because I've been focusing on accounting and really like. I guess focusing on getting my family to another level, and
yeah, it's the money, or financial literacy is a skill that's not taught, and it's just like something that people don't really think about as being something that you can really learn. It's just like just get a job,
I'm like,
and pay your bills.
Okay, but how though? How can I maximize my dollar though? Mm-hmm. How can I do that? You know what I mean? Like like things like that. I just don't get like blowing 100, 200 bucks on monthly subscriptions that people don't even realize they're spending.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, that's pretty high, but like, you know, your DirecTV or Dish is still a bill. It's a subscription. Like, I'm pretty sure you watch Netflix all day. Like, cut that out. Like, you know, things like that, you know, like, and that's why my girl is my new accountant. She's Jewish. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm gonna say. I get in trouble
racist.
For everything.
You goddamn racist.
I'm not racist, bro. I'm Jewish by association.
Yeah,
she told me. I'm out here.
You're Jewish from the waist down? Is that what they say?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to find out.
Pause. Nah, but I don't know. I don't know where that came from. But what was it called? Back to Jam Nation. So tell, dude, that. You know, I went to a few parties, Jam Nation or Jam Fest, bro. It was such an organic, raw energy, I'm kind of bitter now that it's gone.
Yeah.
So abruptly, it feel like, and so.
I don't know. This is just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
this is my guest. If I knew the stuff I knew now, I would try to keep things alive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when people in your team don't try to keep you around, it just separates, and then you have 2-3 people at the top. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you have no culture in your substance anymore, like, what happens? It becomes just a business. And mm-hmm. what are you selling? Like, are you just selling tickets?
Yeah.
Or are you selling the energy at the party?
Yeah.
Or are you selling the headliner? Like, you know, things like that. And at the end of the day, I felt like I was just street team. I was a promoter, and I was just that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got fed up. You know, a lot of people got fed up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they could have done a better job sustaining relationships and okay. growing together versus thinking about the dollar signs. Mm-hmm. And that's just me being blunt. And, you know, I love Zach, bro. I wish he would hit me up more often because he's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
You know, everyone
over
there.
What's he up to these days?
Honestly, don't know. I feel like he does marketing, bro. He's always done mad marketing after Jam Nation. That's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Okay.
But that's bros for life, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We did so many trips together.
Oh, man.
So much shit.
I mean, you know, it's like that period, that Jam Nation period, really lit the flame for a lot of people, you know.
Man, and that was Vegas culture for like 2-3 years, bro.
Bro, and there was nothing, that was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
And it introduced so many kids, so many people to that energy, just, you know, that culture, like, they, you know, because Vegas, I say this all the time, we're on an island, we're just surrounded with dirt, and I feel like a lot of kids out here don't ever go to LA. Like, they might go to LA, but they don't go, they're not in the scene out there. They don't, you know, or New York or these other places, you know, so Jam Nation was key to that.
Of course, man. Like, think about it. Like I was just a little kid, like, with a vision, bro. Like, talking about, I just want to DJ everything.
Yeah.
Everything I get my hands on. And I got to, like, just to say, I opened up for fucking Lil B, like, being on the same bill as Lil B. Lil B's my fucking god, bro. I know people, like, go ham for him, but, like, I promise you, me and my homies been going ham for him since high school. Talking about Bitch Mom. Bro, Bitch Mom was everything, straight up. I'm not even going to front to you. And it was just dope seeing Xavier Wolf, you know, even Riot 10.
The confidence boost that it gave people like you, you know, to
literally
really
everyone on that lineup, bro. People on that lineup that are really successful now, you know, shout out the boy Lox, bro. Like, straight up, Sebastian Reynoso. Mm-hmm. He was an opening DJ, bro. He was a DJ.
Damn.
He was Lox.
He had a different name?
Yeah.
Mm.
He produced for a couple homies out here. I actually forgot homeboy's name.
He's young too, huh?
Rob Waters. He produced for Rob Waters.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a beat from him, like, before he switched over to Reynoso and stuff like that. And, bro, his beats were fire, you know what I mean? And when he switched over and I heard his tracks, man, like,
I heard a couple of
them. He goes off, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, man. And he's young, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he has his head on straight. He has good people around him. Shout out his dad. You know, I've worked with his dad before, too.
Oh, really? What's his dad do?
I don't know what the title is, but I work with him when we throw events at the Strat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like a big head, like, at a management group or something.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's crazy, man. So
I saw his email. It said Reynoso, and I was like, hey, bro, I think I'm going to a meeting with your dad.
Yeah.
And then his dad at the meeting was like, hey. So who's AR?
Yeah. That's crazy. Bro, Vegas is a small city, bro.
Stupid small.
Hella small.
In the industry, smaller.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like it's like that everywhere you go.
Everywhere,
but Vegas is definitely small because we're just small in general.
Yeah. You know? If you're on the Twitter or Instagram, man, you everyone's exchanged at one point.
Yeah.
A like
or
something.
Yeah, something, yeah. Damn, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. What else were we talking about? Jam Nation. Man.
That's pretty deep. That's far.
That's far, bro. Damn, what else did I want to talk to you about? Let me hop in my notes real quick, bro. I'm so not.
Yo, by the way,
E
is selling advertisement placements right now.
That's really good.
I'm kidding.
A thousand every 30 seconds. All right.
Every time he forgets a topic, they're going to add placement right there.
Do you feel me? I got to start plugging the connection, though, for sure. I didn't talk to Tanis about that. But, so what's this mini doc you got coming out, bro?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck? You making movies?
Hey, bro, I'm going to be honest. I hella forgot made that. I totally
forgot.
What do
you mean? You forgot you made it.
So we have really good friends over at CSN. And Their name is The J and The Girl. That's their production company. And they're just film students. And they were really good, like, homies of ours. Well, Richie mostly. And then he introduced me to them. Mm-hmm. And we were doing RXAR, like, pop-up parties. And that was before I went on to Ravelation and did, you know, did the whole management thing. Mm-hmm. That was the last step of DJ AR. Oh, shit. And we went out low-key with a bang, and we did a little series. I want to say, like, every 2 months or every 3 months. I don't know. I forgot the separation or the dates. But we would throw pop-up parties, and it would be free or $5 at the door if you pulled up, like, late, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was not intended to make money. It was just intended to put people on showcases, mm-hmm. basically. It was just a fucking ratchet party, mm-hmm. like EDM style. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. however we got it, types, however we got the people in front of us. And every single time it would hit, bro. It would hit and hit and hit. So our homegirls were like, yo, can we do a documentary on your events? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, it's dope. Like, yeah, it's something. Yeah. You know what I mean? And to be honest, that was the one. It didn't flop because we did great. But so much shit went wrong, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the one at Institution. It was, by the way, shout out to everyone over there. You know, that's gang. And
all day.
And it was on our end, bro. Me and Richie. Actually, it was just me and Richie holding it down. Mm-hmm. I would have my homie Jericho. He raps, bro. And he had his TAMP card or his security card or I don't know what it is. And I was like, bro, you want to be security? I'll pay like 50 bucks, bro. He was like, yeah, man. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'll do it, man.
Yeah.
And he wanted everyone who came in, everything else. I had, bro, my girl and all her friends were doing the door tickets. Like, and I even had vendors there, bro. Like, I had Mojo who mm-hmm. does like e-cigs, like. Bro, we had this down to the T, man, and everything. I think they were selling alcohol to me at one point with licensing and everything, bro. Dude. It was like legit everything.
Yeah.
And my USB crashes that night. Oh. Like in the car as I'm getting ready to get on, like, to play. Mm-hmm. And it's different playing like an EDM show than a hip hop show. Mm-hmm. Hip hop show, you bring your laptop, you have a controller. Yeah. But you go to an EDM show, it's like, oh, you have CDJs. You can connect your laptop, but that's just not how I flow. Like,
yeah.
It's not for me when I'm doing this type of music. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I use full CDJs, you know? I use two, and Richie uses two, and, you know, obviously the mixer in the middle. And my shit crashes, bro. So I'm dumping any type of music I can get. I'm trying to get anything I can get back that I had. And you can all see this all in there.
Oh, my God.
And how it came about, it was just to talk about how, like, we put substance in the scene. And mm-hmm. and they said... There was one question that they said, they were like, how did you guys, like, not say rule, but, like, how did you guys, like, create the scene? And I was like, oh, no, we didn't do that shit. What the fuck? Like, we did not create nothing. Mm-hmm. Kiari was out here doing shit before me. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeremy, who's outside right now, was doing shit before me. They were doing fucking house shows mm-hmm. with No More Movement. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they inspired me to do shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it wasn't me. I just added into what was going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to take credit for nothing. I just love what's going around. So I just want to make sure it keeps going.
Right.
And that question really ticked me off that they asked me, but I'm glad I could answer genuinely the way I did. It's not about us.
It gives you kind of an insight on what how people see it from the outside as well.
Yeah. It's not about us. At the end of the day, it's not about us. It's we're throwing these events. So you guys have somewhere to go with their substance.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to go spend $1,000, $2,000 on a bottle just to listen to a whack-ass DJ, bro.
Yeah,
like, I'd just rather you pay $5, $10. That's going to help cover the rent of the spot. I don't even care about taking a dollar home as long as you have the best time of your life and use our Snapchat filter.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Bro, that's what I was telling. I say this all the time. We need more things like that. More people like you. More people like Tenez to give these young people a space to go, to give people, you know, hip-hop lovers, music lovers, whatever the case may be, a space to go, where a safe place, and they can generally, you know.
Yeah, and I was taught energy. That. I was taught, it emphasized even more when I came and did Tuesday Blend, bro, mm-hmm. when I was a part of the Waterhole Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so honest. It helped me, like, learn that it's about the culture. It's about, like, the love of it and everything about it. Mm-hmm. Because everyone in this team over here is about it and, like, puts their blood, sweat, and tears into it mm-hmm. and don't care if there's a dollar back on it. You know what I mean?
100%.
And that's what I enjoyed about Vegas culture.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah, 100%. We all have a lot to learn from Waterhole and Tenez.
Of course, man. That's the OGs, man.
Bro, I can't give him enough credit, man.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying, credit, bro.
He's like, Tuesday Blend is so vital, bro, here in the city. You know, without Tuesday Blend, bro, so many people would never have been able to touch a stage, have that experience, get some exposure.
Myself, bro. Do you understand that I got to play vinyl, bro? I got to do all this shit. And I was 19 years old.
Hard Rock Cafe. 18. Yeah, bro.
I wasn't even around for, like, the Hard Rock Live. I wasn't old enough to go.
Oh, really?
Bro, I'm 23.
Oh, you're 23 years old. Damn. You know what's so funny? I had Abu in here, he was like, yeah, I'm 24. I was thinking, like, you motherfucker, you know?
Bro, it's just we've been around, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's so dope. I mean, because it's a young man's game, you know? You need that energy, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm 29. So I'm, you know, I've kind of seen a lot of the shit. You know, I kind of stepped into the music lane when I really stepped in when I was like 23, you know, 24 is when I grew up playing ball, playing football. I went to college and then I came back and I was like lost, you know what I'm saying? And then I got into, the events and stuff like that. But when they did Tuesday Blend at Hard Rock Cafe, I was like, this shit, you know, it really sucked me in. I'll never forget Yegos. You know who Yegos is?
No.
You don't know who Yegos is? Oh, man, he's probably my favorite Vegas artist. One of my favorite Vegas artists. He doesn't really do music anymore, but he's nice.
Man, I'm about to search him up.
He's not. No, I'll send you his.
Say
his,
less.
I'll send you his. But he doesn't do music no more. And I'm like, bro, you're. He sings. He raps.
Wow.
Bro, he's nasty. But anyways, but yeah, Tuesday Blend, go. Tenez,
go.
For real, go. give us some insight though, like. Working with Revelation.
Oh, man. My whole life changed.
Yeah.
Bro, I learned one word, and it's called structure.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Think about it. There's, all right, the size of this table right now, mm-hmm. there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people in daily office. Mm-hmm. When it comes to our weekly meetings, 6 max. There's 6 people max running 3,000 to 4,000 to even 10,000 people shows. Just us, bro.
Yeah.
And when it comes to show week, before show week, bro, our heads are cut off. But, like, I would never trade it for the world because, mm-hmm. one, guess what? Literally, the end result is a party.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's everything I ever wanted.
Yeah, what a great.
Like straight up. Yeah. Like, and I learned, bro, one thing I still get yelled at is email structure. Mm-hmm. I cannot not be genuine on email. Like, I want to be excited. I want to be, like, full energy in an email. But it's hard because...
You gotta be professional.
I gotta be professional, and I can't use exclamation points. And you know what I mean?
Like, so who are you emailing? Like all managers?
Yeah, mostly agents and managers. It depends on.
And it's very, very professional. Very.
Yeah, unless we have really good relationships with them, which most of them we do. You know, they're a lot of the same agencies and shit like that.
Yeah.
And especially since I'm working with artists, they're some of the agents that I'm booking off of. They're the same artists agents on our end that work with us back in on the artist. Mm-hmm. So it's fun, man. I learned a lot of like politics shit. You know what I mean? I learned a lot of things. I can't say a lot because, you know, I'm NDA'd and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But it's a different world, bro, being in the back end of shit. And that's what made me fall in love with the back end shit.
Yeah.
It was throwing the event and really doing it. So my title over there is mostly graphics, website design. And
but you're in there and you're in the medium. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to be fucking like branding. I'm trying to brand everything I can, bro, because... Yeah. It's the substance. You know what I mean? It's what the reason why someone wants to go to a Revelation event and not the next door neighbors. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They've conquered this market out here too.
Oh, they have, man. And I love them because of that, bro. Because actually,
how did they start?
All right, so it started with the owners, you know, Chris and Marcel. Yeah. They brought the idea, mm-hmm. and they started actually at Insert Coins.
No.
I swear to God.
R.I.P. Insert Coins.
Yeah, man, I wasn't even old enough to get in there.
Damn. Bro, I'm so pissed that Insert Coins, they closed it down. But you know what? You want to know a fun fact? You probably know this already, you motherfucker. Go. That Commonwealth owns that space now.
Disco Pussy.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be called?
That's what it's called. I have pictures.
Oh, it's open?
Yeah.
It's not open.
It's open.
It's not open.
It's what's closed now because of the world shutting down, but...
It's not open.
Yeah.
Red?
It was open.
Red?
Yeah, Disco Pussy.
It's Disco Pussy.
It is amazing, bro. It is nice. It is dark. It's the first after hour spot in downtown Las Vegas. Ooh. Doors open at 11 p.m. and end at like 5 or 7 a.m.
No.
Swear to God.
Wow.
That's going to be crazy.
I'm excited now.
I got some events going on down there.
I know you do, you fucker.
If you like Latin music, hit me up.
Put me on the guest list.
Oh, you can come anytime, bro.
Yeah, the Commonwealth owns that though, right?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't say that.
I don't know me.
Dude, that venue is so dope. It was always dope. Insert coins. I used to love going there. And I don't know why the fuck they closed it down. Probably some idiot management didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, man. Honestly, it sucks, bro, having a video game bar, bro, because it's a very slight niche, bro. There's one on Sahara in Maryland, or Karen in Maryland.
There's one on Blue Diamond, too. It's called Barcade.
Really?
It's called,
I think it's called Barcade, too.
I think it's a chain. I think they have two or three locations. It's called Barcade. I've never been in there, though, so I don't know what it looks
like. It's dope, man. It looks dope. I've seen hella videos on Snapchat and, like, Instagram. Because I don't drink. I don't really smoke. If I smoke, I'm trying to go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. But I don't drink, so I don't really socialize.
Why don't you drink?
Huh?
Why don't you drink? I know why you don't drink. Because you're working during the parties.
Yeah, but it's not because of working. Oh. It's because to a certain point, everyone's drinking. And I have this like I don't know if it's like, I guess like I'm just responsible. But I don't want a situation to go down.
You're like out.
Where I'm when I'm incoherent, bro. Oh, yeah. And I need to handle some shit. And it's like, well, I need to handle it. So I need to think straight. And I don't want to be stuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I've had my plenty of... drunken nights where it's like, you know, it got ugly for me. And
oh man, I hear you.
But I don't learn my lesson. I don't know. I continue to indulge.
Quick drinking fact. AR got blacked out for the first time during quarantine.
What?
For the first time.
What?
That's how you know I really don't drink. It was in the vicinity of our own home. So
there you go.
It was on game night. Distance. You know, shout out all my friends.
There you go. That's the best place to do it. When you're out, you got to be aware.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
But when you're at somebody's house or something, or a friend's house or at home, do your thing.
Bro, everyone was so proud that they got me blacked out drunk. Because I literally... So since I don't have a gallbladder, that's why I genuinely can't drink.
Oh, you don't?
Nah. But that's my excuse to say no.
Okay.
Which
that's
I'm
a very
fucked.
Valid
I'm,
excuse.
I'm genuinely fucked after this interview.
Okay.
Because they know my trick.
Yeah.
But I can drink, bro. I can be at a show. Like, let's say our shows start around 8 o'clock and end about 3 or 4 a.m., right? I start drinking around 9, 10 p.m. I'm getting, like, lit. We have bottle service all the time. Like, you know, we kicking it. We big chilling. And, you know, the artist back there invite me to a drink or two. I can't be rude. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I gotta go in for a little bit. And I'm, like, a good 7 out of 10, bro. And I'm, like, yo, I'm having hella fun. I just got to pee once. Yeah. And it's out. So it's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I can't buy drinks. That's why I can't go to a bar. Because I'm going to pee and it's game over. I'm done. There goes my $120 I spent at the bar.
Damn, that's crazy. For real? That's how it works?
That's how it works for me.
Wow. So
that's why everyone was so proud that they got me blacked out drunk.
Yeah, because so you just hold it.
I held it and I didn't know. Well, I don't care. I pee. I don't. You know what I mean? I'll go up. I try to piss so I don't get drunk.
Yeah. So when I piss, it's just. You just open the gates.
Yeah,
it's just,
a lot of people say it's like, bro, you broke the seal. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I drink over like.
So your gallbladder like holds the alcohol?
No, it processes fast.
Okay.
So that's like its main thing. But the doctor said it's like don't eat a lot of things, don't drink a lot of fluids or certain fluids because everything runs through you.
Mm.
Like if it's fattening. Like high in fats.
Okay.
So that's why I can't do keto. I can't do certain things like that.
Were you born without a gallbladder?
No, I actually had it removed when I was like 14.
Why?
I had gallstones.
Oh.
Yeah, that shit hurted.
That shit
hurted.
So you're pissing out stones?
No, that's kidney stones.
Oh.
That's, it's.
Yeah, I'm not medically inclined at all.
To be so honest, I don't know, but that shit hurt.
Damn.
Basically, it's like if I were to eat like a burger or something high in fat that wasn't healthy, it would just make my, I would get fatal ache in my stomach, kind of like in your abdominal, like top of your rib, your right rib area around there. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad. God, it was so bad that genuinely that's all I can tell you.
When
that
you were 14, that sucks.
I was having them around like 12, 13, and I think I got a room there around 14.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, we're
kid,
out here.
You didn't eat cheeseburgers?
I mean,
fucked up childhood.
Still did, but.
Yeah, you just took the pain.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a Big Mac.
Bro. I love Big Macs, but I hate McDonald's. Like, I don't get it.
McDonald's is so fucking gross.
Makes you feel like shit, man.
Bro, you know what? I've been on. I have to make an announcement. Because I speak against fast food all the time.
Yeah.
But Del Taco has been hitting.
Oh, bro, double Del's.
Oh, buddy.
Shout out to Double Del's.
Good Lord. And I'm an addictive personality kind of person, so when I get something I like, I just can't stop, bro, until like In-N-Out, man. I'll go to In-N-Out.
Oh, man. My girl used to work at In-N-Out, really? And she's like, I hate it. But now she loves it because she doesn't work there no more, yeah. So.
Somebody just put me onto the grilled onions recently, too, and I didn't know you can order grilled onions.
Dude, you should get it mustard fried.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, bro. It's when they fry it on mustard on the grill. Ooh, it's low-key hella fried. Yeah, me too. On sandwiches. I love mustard on sandwiches.
I put mustard on everything. Chicken. Really? Chicken wing.
Okay, yeah. I marinate with mustard sometimes. You marinate? When it comes to ribs.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Damn, man. You got me fucking hungry now, bro. I need to get some lunch.
Uh-huh.
So with the pupusas, man.
I mean, mom's just cooking them up right now.
Oh, really? So what else is going on, man? How you feel about America, where we're going? Oh, no. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the Vegas scene and, you know, just in general, how you feel, where it's been and where it's going and, you know, kind of who your favorite artists are and who do you think has...
Man, okay, so look, off bat, bro, I hella fuck with Asia Zip. Bro,
yeah,
his production is just next level.
He's been
dope.
On though. He's been doing his thing.
Yeah, but the reason why I appreciate his beats and like his production is because, bro, his sidechain is so crazy. You know what that is?
Sidechain.
Mm-hmm. So it's when the kick comes in and it ducks every single instrument. So the kick shines by itself every single time.
Okay.
So that's why his shit just thumps a little different.
Okay.
And I told him that once, and he goes, "Yo, you already know," because in EDM it's all about your sidechain game, not all of it, but most of it. It's
sidechain.
It's when you hear a bass line stuff going, it goes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's a duck. It ducks in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's something I appreciate about Asia Zip. And
so he makes his own beats too?
Yeah, most of them. Sometimes, most of them. But I feel like I don't know. I don't look at his credits. I just enjoy his music. Don't really think about it too much. But
I love when artists make their own beats and they engineer themselves. And they just do it from top to bottom. I love it, bro.
Because they know what they're going. They know what's really going on and everything. They're coming in talking about, yo, turn up my reverb, I'll turn it down. You know, I'll change my key, do this, do that. And it's
Like, I feel like the music is so much better when that happens. And like, it's just more organic, and it's more because you planted the seed and you everything from top to bottom is
exactly.
You, bro. That's why I fuck with Russ for that shit too. And it's almost like I can appreciate you as an artist more.
Yes, it's appreciation, man. And think about it. Like, bro, Russ had a Forbes interview, which Marcel sent me and sent to a couple other people. And it got me thinking. It was a 30-minute interview, but the one thing that stood out was self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. If you could do everything yourself.
How much money you save?
I'm in quarantine. I have a full studio in my bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, I make beats all day. I can mix and master. I can have a vocalist come in or just send me stems. I can do anything I want in the power of my home. Yeah. But I'm not an artist. I just produce. You know what I mean? Like the things I do. I do radio shows through my house. I like full blown radio shows and like I do. I make songs and shit. You know, just to bullshit. But it's like that's one thing he says. Like, how much money are you really saving when you don't have to book out a studio in hard times now? I know it sucks for the other party that you're not getting business, but come on, man. Like, if you just need an engineer, you're cutting 4 hours out of your day, like out of your session. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're saving yourself time and money and you're giving yourself the power of knowledge. You know what I mean?
All the tools are there for you to learn.
Yes.
To learn this engineering, to learn producing. You just have to put in the time. But it's also, it saves you a lot of money, but it the time is more important in the sense of, I have a studio, you have a studio in your room, if you're an artist or whatever the case is, you make your at-home studio, you set up your own environment, you're in control, you're not worried about random people walking in and out of the studio, and you're not worried about, you're on a timeline, you can sit there, you can marinate in the music, and you can... take your time with it. And that's the most important, bro. So any artist, you got it, like, it's just
all the tools.
It's not 1994 anymore. You can do all this if you really put your mind to it.
Open up Google. Fuck, open up a book. That's saying don't work no more. Yeah. it's open up Google. Bro. Use your advantages, man.
YouTube, like, University. Graduate.
I need it, man.
Come on,
I'm trying to be a success story.
Come
you know
on,
what I mean?
Man. Come on, man. Product of Las Vegas, bro. Yeah. You're so young, bro. The next 5 years for you, Man, you're gonna in 5 years you're gonna be lit, you're gonna be so lit, and then you're gonna be 28, and you're gonna be thinking, I'm just getting started.
I am, man. I promise you, Lily. I talk to my girl all the time. That's my best friend. So it's like, all I do is just. I'm like, man, I was like, if I do this move, I can get here. And from here, I can do this. And from here to do that. And then from there, kind of chill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want my route planted. You know what I mean? Like, if it doesn't work out, obviously it doesn't work out. Just.
Bro, you're going to.
Just move.
Bro, you're in such a great spot now, but it's just going to be. It's going to be unexpected shit that's going to come your way, you know? Just keep working. And
literally, from the moment I went on to Ravelation, my opportunities have changed and moved because my mentality is different. I learned new skills. I learned new this, new that. I've talked to people I've never thought I'd be in contact with. Like you know, just even, like, the biggest talent buyers in the country. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? To be honest, like, I can hit up, you know, mostly anybody, you know, not under just my name, but, like, you know,
but you have that access.
Exactly. Right? And it's like, it's not even a brag. It's like a damn, like, it's
when you were
it's
DJ,
really about connections, bro.
Yeah. When you're DJing Jam Nation, you never thought you'd be in this position.
Never.
Right now. And when I think like that, because I always like to think, like, when I'm feeling down or something, I like to look at myself, where I was on this day a year ago. And then it's like, damn, I never thought I'd be in this situation right now. Like, I got a dog. never thought I'd have a dog.
Yes.
You know, it's just little shit. Like, and then when I think like that, it gets me excited for the future. And it just, it allows me to think like, all right, just keep going. You know, you never know where life's gonna put me. You know, just keep going. So
yeah, man.
You know,
thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, bro. Just keep going, bro. That's all you gotta do.
That's the secret of life, guys.
Yep.
It's just keep it pushing, self sufficiency, and YouTube University.
Yo, for real, bro. For real, we have all this access to knowledge. Get the fuck off Instagram. You know, get the fuck off TikTok. I mean, use it.
Look. Don't get stuck in the loop. You know what I mean? That's the one thing, because, bro, I'm gonna be honest. I do my fair share on TikTok. I do my fair share on everything, but I try to learn the algorithm. That's my passion.
I'd rather use
it to my advantage than to use it for fun.
Yeah, that's the key thing. I mean, I have this love hate relationship with social media.
Me too.
Oh man, I fucking hate it sometimes,
bro.
But we need it, especially if you're doing something. I mean, there's really no better marketing than social media. You know,
I mean, it's so powerful, bro.
It's so powerful, but it's also so distracting and so filled up with so much bullshit.
Yeah,
meme pages. Huh?
Meme pages. That's my explore page is the death of me.
Yeah. Oh, meme. I thought you said mean.
Oh,
no,
I said
meme pages. Dude, memes, dude. Do you see what Elon Musk tweeted? He said, whoever owns the memes runs the world.
Yes, it's true,
Who
bro.
Makes these memes, bro?
I make a lot of memes.
Oh, you make them?
I make a lot of memes, but not the ones that be trending.
You do.
I made some popular vibes
before. You
probably
sell them on the low, like, the pages. I wonder if that's a hustle.
It is definitely a hustle, bro. There's a hustle for everything.
Damn.
There's a hustle for this bottle cap right now.
Damn. You just make all these memes, and then these websites buy them from you, and so they can be the first.
Or you can make
them.
The meme, put a random ass tag on there, and you pay $25 to promote it on someone's Instagram, and your page gets popped. Free game.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to make money on social media too.
Just research.
Yeah.
Open Google.
Man, I'm starting OnlyFans.
I already did, man. Catch up. I'm kidding.
I'm about to start taking pictures of my feet. Damn it! I know there's some old ladies out there that want.
I told this to my girl, and she didn't approve.
Why? You paying the bills.
I mean,
come on, man.
It's still happening. It's just I want more.
Come on, man. You should tell her to do it, dude. I met this girl, this stripper, and she's like, yeah, I just come here 2 days a week. I make most of my money online selling feet pics. I don't know if she was bullshitting or not, but why would she just lie about that?
Bro, feet fetish is one of the biggest fetishes up there.
So weird.
It's so fucking weird. I love feet, but not like that. Like,
I mean, it's just.
I appreciate feet. Cute feet.
Yeah, some fucked up feet.
Yeah,
I got
a lot
some
of
fucked up feet.
Same. That's why I'm a man.
My feet are more like hands. You know, I've learned to use them as hands because my. Okay, but anyway, I wanted to talk to you about you and Richie, man. So what do you guys got planned? Because you guys, I see when I see you and Richie, your personalities, the following you've been able to build, I see you guys doing some shit together where it's like. Parties, touring, you two, like you guys are you guys are the main act. You know, I see you guys growing that following big time.
I appreciate that, for real. To be honest, man, like I said, everything that we do, it comes with no plan. I'm going to be so honest. Mm-hmm. It's genuinely organic, whatever we feel like doing. And right now, our main focus is the little doc, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which, documentary spelled wrong. That was my fault. I made the graphic. I'm dyslexic, guys. I'm so sorry. But
it's all good. We forgive you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
thanks,
a DJ,
man.
Not but an English professor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's just, we go with the flow, bro. Like, we do. So since I've moved on a little bit past DJing, not just my main focus, I've done a lot of graphic design, and he has a clothing brand, and that's how I help him. I try to help him with, you know.
What's it called?
Underwhelmed.
Okay.
So, fuck, I think he didn't want no one to know, but whoopsie.
It's not out.
Signed an NDA next time, bro.
Here, you get the exclusive on the E Squared podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
Exactly. And he's probably going to be like, bro, why?
Don't worry, nobody watched my shit.
No, you'd be surprised. Surprised, bro. People niche at things, bro.
Yeah.
And things like conversations like this where they want one slip up.
Yeah.
Because they might not say something, but it's going to spark someone else's idea to do something else. You know what I mean? And that's just how I think of podcasts. And
well,
like
if he really wants, I could bleep it out if he really wants.
Oh, no, never, okay, man. Okay, this is about genuine conversation.
That's I appreciate that. I appreciate you understanding
If I
that.
Fucked up, bro, it's my fault. Okay. You know what I mean, right. Richie? Should have signed an NDA.
Shouldn't have told him.
I have a product, but.
Okay. So it's not out yet?
It's not out. It's only friends and family.
Oh, nice.
So
keep it exclusive.
Yeah, and that's one thing. And he's inspired me to do my own things. And I have a brand with my homie called Duel Plaisir, and that's what it means, pain and pleasure, in French. Mm. Which, a little secret about that, we bought the domain, bro. In a month.
Painted pleasure.
Pain and pleasure in French.
Oh, pain and pleasure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Duel Plaisir. Mm. And I don't even know how to say it, bro.
Duel plaisir.
Duel plaisir. I'm probably saying so wrong.
Yeah, probably butchering that, but.
Yeah, but fucking.
So you bought the domain and what?
Bro, someone offered us 12 G's for it after paying $12.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're not taking it, though. We're keeping the domain.
Dude, 5 years, they're going to offer you $100,000.
Exactly. Fuck the $100,000. Imagine bro, it's a pain and pleasure. Like, it's just.
Can you work out a deal? Like, all right, 12 G's, but I want 10% of everything that comes from this website.
Can definitely do that, but they're probably just going to buy it and reroute it to like Louis Vuitton or something.
No, for real, bro. It's probably like a campaign or something they got coming up.
Yeah. And
you motherfucker, man. You motherfucker.
You have to, man.
That's so sick, bro.
You got to get it, man.
No, I thought about that too, and I bought up a few. I used to like be into that, the domains and buying them up. And, you know, I probably just never came across them or never came up with something, you know.
But I had a big niche in CBD. I'm gonna be so honest.
You had a what?
We bought so many CBD fucking domains.
Oh, I bet.
So many, bro.
That's how you gotta do it, bro. That's awesome, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but CBD's going down, so it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, I only spent like $80, so it's like cool.
But, man, damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but. Fucking Richie, yeah. The whole of my I'm LA ADHD. Yeah, yeah. I go here to here.
I know, me too, bro.
And man, it's like I said, it's all genuine. It's all like no plans, no nothing, and it's just we do really well together when it comes to like creating shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I see the synergy. That's why I say that, because it's evident on what you guys could be capable of together. You know, it's like a whole separate. You get your own thing. I would come to a DJ, a Richie and AR party, you know, and you guys have already established that here, you know, but if you take that on tour, you know, and you really, and I see that happening, bro.
Thank you, man. And I'm going to be honest, I don't see that as the main goal. I genuinely don't. I want to keep it as a memory. I genuinely want to keep it as a memory. I want to keep it as if you know, you know, if you don't, you don't. And that's just genuinely what it is. You know, unless,
interesting.
Like, to be so honest, and I tell him all the time, and he's like, bro, but it's like, I want to keep going at it. And I'm like, bro, it's like, think about it. Like, we did really great, like really, really great. I was like, establish ourselves first. I was like, watch this. You establish yourself first.
Okay.
People are going to talk about it one day
and
be like, do you remember when they were RRXAR?
Yeah. Damn, I should have worn my shirt today. Motherfucker.
Bro, see,
God
bro,
damn
those
it.
Shirts, bro, went out faster than pupusas.
I bet they did.
And I never understood it.
Because like, you have support, bro. Like, people fuck with you.
And I appreciate that. That is, and it's because, like I said, bro, it's not that I try to stay humble. It's like I genuinely believe I'm humble. You know what I mean? Like I don't care about like the status quo. I don't care about shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's like when people show me love, all I can do is just show love back. And if you're hating on me, I'm gonna try to show you some love because it's like it's cooler on
too,
it's cooler on this side than it is to be on this side.
100%, like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's what it's always been. And literally people will like. Bro, there's so many people out here that like have our backs, bro, and it's crazy. Like we can go to any store out here, like On the Arm, or like you know Bring It Back, or Waves. You know, shout out Waves. You know, they've gave us the keys to their venues, bro. Damn. Like just to fuck, like just to do whatever we want.
That says a lot.
And it means a lot. You know what I mean? Because like when Waves first opened, they gave us the opportunity. They gave me an opportunity. You know, this is just some like I'm just gonna talk, but it's like, bro, they gave me the keys to their building to make money with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To rent out the venue out and shit like that. And I had contracts, I had everything. Mm-hmm. You know, just to do some side hustles with the homies and that's what I've always everybody I really like really support or anything like that. Bro, we've all made money together some way somehow.
Hell
we've
yeah.
exchanged money or something. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I appreciate about people who show love.
Because
once you show me love, it's like, all right. That means you're going to show some type of loyalty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And once we go into that, a little
That's
bit of
priceless.
Trust. You
That's
know what
priceless.
I mean? And it's exactly. It's priceless in substance, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy because I know they went. I know those T-shirts went, bro, because I would expect them to go. And that's why I'm telling you. That's why I say I could see you and Richard, because I know that I understand from the outside, because you probably might be a little, I don't know. I mean, I know you have, you're aware of your support, but from the outside, from my perspective, I'm like, yeah, these dudes have the potential to really, you know, do that together. And I know you guys will each be successful on your own journey, you know, but the parties and all that, I just definitely can see that happening, bro.
That's one thing I enjoy. I enjoy the underground scene.
Yeah.
I enjoy it more than the festivals, bro. I played festivals, and it's like, I love it. I love the paycheck. You know what I mean? I love it. But it's like...
It's not as intimate.
Bro, I love mosh pits.
Okay.
I love... Bro, I've had people get married at my sets.
Like, no way.
Like, bro, it was at Vanguard, RIP Vanguard.
No.
But, like, I've had people, like, come up to me and be like, bro, we only come out unless you're DJing or this or that. And it's like, bro, literally, like I've only had, like, 2 or 3 more interviews. And the last one, something that was very memorable is, like, they're like, describe how your DJ set feels. And I was like, bro, you ever seen, like, a rose petal, like, bloom or, like, flowers bloom? And I'm like, that's what I want, but with gold flakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my whole thing was stay golden, a.k.a., like, treat people how you want to be treated. And it's like, I love to love, bro. Like, that's what it is what it is, you know?
That it vibrates off you, bro, and people are attracted to that, you know?
And that's all I ever wanted. And and when people, like, give me the confirmation that that's what I'm doing, bro, it just makes me 10 times more powerful and, like I want it more. And, like, I'm excited, bro. I get to DJ a little kickback for my friend, you know, like a little, like, 10, 15 people, like, kickback tomorrow.
You gotta keep doing that shit.
You know what I mean?
You know?
And it's like, the only thing I get to DJ right now is I do radio time. You know what I mean? I do Latin over at HB. Mm. And, like, I love it, man. Like, I'm doing different cultures. I'm doing this and that. Like not just the regular shit I was doing before. I like to put substance to everything versus just playing quick hits, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Damn, man. That's dope, man. What else you got going, bro, besides that? Besides DJing over at HB, you're working Revelation, you're doing the MacPack?
Yeah, man. We under all that, man, we throw weekly house shows, which not no more because the world shut back down.
Bro, people are still throwing parties. I know some people that are throwing parties.
I know, me too. I get invited, and I'm like, no. Did you hear about that fucking rave on the news?
Oh, outside of the desert rave or some shit?
Yeah, someone asked me to play that shit, and I was like, bro, like, no.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, nah, man, I'm kind of busy that day. But in my head, I'm like, bro, I'm going to fuck my whole name up for one show.
Come on, man.
For not even a dollar. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, look, I understand I'm throwing shows still. You know what I mean? I was. I'll take full advantage of it. But, bro, I have temperature checks at the door. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're taking those precautions,
yeah, I check people's temperatures. You're social distance for people, like, around your area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm at least trying to make it a safe environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And other people's like, nah, I just want a quick buck because people are fiending. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, the quickness doesn't win, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
That's how you get.
It's those people, bro. It's those people that are just keeping this shit going, you know, making it harder for everybody. But I think they should just open it back up, bro.
I
think and just be more cautious. I mean, I don't. Is there a real solution? But there's other countries that have. That have succeeded, but America, exactly. We can't get on the same page ever.
Yeah. So I saw a tweet, and it said, "This whole pandemic, it's like a group project. It reminds me of why I never liked group projects, because I'm the only one doing the work."
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. Yo, that hit different. that hit different.
That's such a good analogy. God damn.
And then when
you start hating everybody and shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And I'm just like, ugh.
Never right now, work with anybody else again.
It's a really weird time, man. And I'm grateful that, like, even, you know, I'm glad you're doing your podcast, man, because it brings a different creativity to my head just to even see you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
thanks,
like,
brother.
And like Brandon, you know, him with his artist, it inspires me to do more. Same as the Waterhole Kingdom and everybody. Yeah. And it's just, I appreciate people's hard work. And that's my biggest thing during quarantine is really appreciate people's hard work.
Yeah, 100%. I'm trying to make good with my time. You know, this podcast has been on my list for a while to start, and without Sinesa, it wouldn't be possible.
Because
I was looking around for different studios. You know, I didn't have the equipment and everything, and you know, he just like comes through like clutch, bro. And there'd be nobody else that I would want to work with.
Besides, trust, bro.
You know,
Sinesa comes clutch,
bro.
People were
trying to charge me stupid amount of money, bro, for like an hour, like $250 an hour, $300 an hour, like, and they don't give a fuck about you. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
man. But I think we'll wrap it up, bro. Anything you want to plug?
Man, shout out everybody who's doing some shit. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. Keep going. That's all. And if you want to start doing now, you got time.
All the time in the world. Don't be at home, bro. Netflix is your enemy right now, man.
Yeah. Actually, quick off topic. Netflix gives me inspiration, bro. I watch fucking, you know,
limit.
Some shit.
Moderation.
I cannot binge watch a show.
I can't either.
Yeah, shit sucks.
Game of Thrones. I was over two-second season.
Money Heist. I watched the whole thing. That's the only one.
Really? I'm a movie guy.
Oh, fucking amazing.
You know what I watched last night? Motherfucker, I forgot the name of it. It was it's the stripper movie.
Is it Striptease?
No. Oh no. Yeah.
Is it?
Is this called Striptease? It's the stripper movie about the girl in Vegas that comes to Vegas.
This is J-Lo?
No. It's like this actor. She was. I don't know who she is.
I'm gonna watch it though.
It's called. Motherfucker, she comes to Vegas. She wants to be a dancer in the show. It's like an old school movie from like the
90s. Oh, no, not at all.
She comes to Vegas. She wants to be a dancer in the shows on the strip, and then she ends up stripping, and then and all this. It's actually
real underground culture shit.
Kind of, but it's old school. It's like 90s. It's like old school. It's shot here, but it was.
So there's no Rick Ross playing at the club.
No, fuck no, bro. Fuck no. No, it's like where when the shows on the strip ruled. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. I forgot what I'll text it to you. But let's wrap it up. What do you want to plug, bro, before we get out of here?
Man, I'll plug the Vegas scene, man. Just keep it moving, man. Keep it sustainable and just put your love into it. That's all.
Start working with each other more.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
Literally. Pay your producers.
Cool. Pay your producers.
And your engineers.
Say it again, bro.
That's all.
Pay up.
Pay for features, y'all. Fuck.
Keep the money in rotation.
Yes, bro. What goes around comes around.
What's up? Thanks for coming through, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Till next time. Let's go. Cool.
Aha.